All right. Good morning again. Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday morning mojo call. Today is April 14th, and if you haven't done your taxes, it's a good time to get started. My name is Charmin Monroe. I'm here in Washington, D.C., and I am very excited about the message that I'm going to give you today. We do these motivational calls, these mojo calls every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday morning, just a little something to get your day started off on a good foot. Yeah, I like that. It's done by different leaders in our team, so you never know what message you will get. And because we all have different experiences that we want to share with you to help you become a better business owner and a better individual. And I want to send a shout out and a thank you to everyone who does mojo calls, because it does take some thought to do them. So I'm a member of a networking group called the Women Business Owners of Montgomery County, Maryland. And they recently did a survey and asked the members what it is they want to know about. And the number one thing that the members wanted to get more information about was networking. That's what I'm going to talk about today, networking effectively. Now, if you're sitting still, you will want to take notes. If you can't take notes, turn on your record app on your phone so that you can get this information. One of the things I cannot stand, it drives me up the wall, when I connect with someone and I'm trying to network, and that person doesn't understand what networking is. And the story that always sticks with me, the incident that always sticks with me, is a gentleman that I met at a networking event. We connected on Zoom later on. He told me about what he did, why he's doing what he's doing. And then when he found out what I did, he promptly said, "Oh, you can't help me. You can't help me." He was in networking to get. And it was really weird that he said that, because his business was digital business cards, where you would put all your information on a QR code. You buy the one card, and when someone says, "Can I have your business card?" you give them your QR business card. They scan it with their phone. And then you take your business card back. So instead of buying a box of 500, you just had one business card. But he said, "I couldn't help him. I'm a business owner, but I can't help him." He did not know how to network. He was looking to get. So I'm going to talk about networking effectively. Now, when I started my ACN business, I knew I had to network. And I would go to networking events. And I would get everybody's business card. I would collect business cards, pop into a group, "Hi, how you doing?" Stand there for a minute and listen to people talk to each other and get business cards and give out my business cards. And then I would get home and I had all these business cards and I didn't know what to do with them, because I had not networked effectively. Over the years, this is what I've learned about networking. Networking is not about getting from people. Networking is about giving to people. And I'm going to say that again. Networking is about giving to people. You give your ear to listen to the other person. And you listen effectively to things they're saying and things that they're not saying. You also give information that will help that other person's business grow. Maybe business tips, or you give them referrals, leads, anything that will help them either personally or business in the business arena. Oh, my tongue got tied there. And the other thing about networking I learned is you have to be authentic. And I learned that from a business coach who talked with me. And she asked, I don't know how we got on the topic, but I remember saying that I felt that from being a judge and a lawyer, that business people had to be stiff and formal, and that I had to present that in order to be considered credible. And she was listening to me talk. I had met her at a networking event. And she said, well, Sharma, why are you being like that? That's not you. She said, I haven't met you in person. I've just met you on Zoom, but you're not a stiff, conservative person. Why not bring your personality, which is awesome, has a lot of energy, bring it into your business and network based on that? And so I started doing that. And people like it. They're not looking for a stiff, conservative business person all the time, although they may be. Sometimes they're looking for that refreshing type of business person. So I'm authentic, and I've been able to make a lot of connections with that, and that authenticity has helped people remember who I am. But so now I'm going to give you 8 tips. Here comes the writing part. 8 tips on how you can network effectively. Number one, you want to find something in common with the person. This helps you breaks the ice with the person. This is you listening to that person as they speak, because you want that other person to speak more than you do. It's not about your business. It's all about their business and their personal life, things like that. So you want to listen to find something in common. Number two, a great opening to get people to talk. I know we do form, which is family, relationships, what you do, your occupation, and all of that. But there's another one that's really great that says, the question is, what are you doing now that you're very excited about? That gets people talking. And then you can hear a lot about their personality also by what they're saying. That's a great opening, and that's particularly good for introverts because it will get the other person talking and you don't have to carry that conversation. Another great opening is if you hear the person has an accent, and I learned this from Mr. Solomon, ask them where they're from. Yeah, ask them where they're from. And then ask them what brought them to where they are now. You know, I live in D.C., I hear a lot of accents. I always want to know what brought people from Africa, from Europe, from South America, what brought you to Washington, D.C.? Because I've lived here all my life. So, like, why did you want to come here? You're like, hey, you know, I've lived here all my life, you know? All right, so that's the second one. The third tip is find a way to get people to remember you. Now, I'm going to elaborate on that. I'm going to tell you 2 stories. One, I have a business partner. When people ask her why did she start her ACN business, she said, well, I started my business because I wanted to be home with my mom more because she had Alzheimer's. So people remember she is the lady whose mom had Alzheimer's. With me, I use my name. My name is Sharman. And I always say to people, it's Charmin, like the item that you buy in the grocery store. And then I let them know I'm a retired judge. That sticks with them. Because usually retired judges or lawyers, they don't become entrepreneurs. They just retire. Yeah, because all they've done all their life is practice law. When I do that, when I call people back 5 years later and I just say, this is Sharman, we met at such and such event, I'm a retired judge. Oh, yes, 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 I remember you. They remember me by my name. So think of something that you can use that's unique about you so that people can remember who you are. So when you touch base with them 6 months, a year later, they can remember who you are. Tip number 4. Now, we're going back to in-person. And with in-person events, business cards come up. Yes, those business cards. Now I know what to do with those business cards. I carry a felt tip pen, not a pen pen, a felt tip. Because a felt tip pen, you can write, it will write if it's upside down or whatever. It's not based on gravity, a felt tip pen. You want to turn the business card over when the person gives it to you. And this is what you want to say. Do you mind if I take some notes while we're talking? Do you mind if I take some notes while we are talking? Now the person feels important because you're going to take notes about what they're saying. They're going to feel real important, like you're interviewing them. But you're not really interviewing them, but you're going to take notes on what they said. So you, and also on the back of the card, the first thing you do is put the full date. Don't do like I do, 5/22. And then when I look at it, I'm like, okay, what year was that? 5/22. And you want to put a quick note as to where you met them. Like if I met the person at the Women Business Owners, I would put WBO. 4/14/22 WBO. And then I'm going to start taking notes. She's like, oh, you know, why they start their business. Just quick notes. Not a whole lot of notes like you're in class. Or, so that you can remember them and keep information about them at hand. So you can reach back out to them. You'll have information about them. But that's how you use business cards effectively, to write down information about the person. Now, virtual. This is number five. Virtual. Have a notebook. When I am on Zoom and I'm networking with people, I have a notebook. And I say the same thing. Mind if I take some notes while we're talking so I can better help you? And I've never had anybody say no. They're like, sure. And so I'm taking notes, like where they're from originally. You know, why did they start their business? What is their passion? What do they like to do? What are they looking for? Because they probably need help in their business. Most of us need help in our business somehow. So I'm writing all that down, and also with the full date of when I met that person, when I'm doing that that connection. Number six, social media. On LinkedIn and Facebook, use LinkedIn and Facebook group chat. All right, this is how this works. Okay, when you meet someone on LinkedIn and you've connected with them on Zoom or on a phone call, however it is that you're doing, a good way to build that relationship is to endorse their skills. And that's a little section at the bottom of their profile that says skills. And you're just endorsing it. You mean it's just a little check, endorse. You're not writing a recommendation unless you know the person. You just want to endorse them. And you want to ask them to endorse you for all your skills also. People appreciate that. Some of them are job hunting. Some of them are looking for clients. And people who are searching for people to work with do look at the endorsements. So you want to endorse their skills on LinkedIn. And also, since I'm taking notes on the person, as I'm listening, it may have me think of somebody else that I have met on LinkedIn. And if I have met someone else on LinkedIn that I think the two of them would be a good referral for each other, I will do a LinkedIn group chat introducing them to each other. I speak, you know, edify both of them to each other and then let them work together. I've done that several times, and I've had one gentleman say, oh, my goodness. You sent me 3 referrals this week. You're an awesome networker. Because I'm giving away things, giving away information. I'm giving away referrals. I had another lady that I've connected with on LinkedIn. It was supposed to be a 30-minute call. We ended up talking for almost 2 hours because we really connected. She's an author like I am. And at the end of the call, yeah, I said, oh, my gosh, we've been on here for an hour and a half. She said, oh, my goodness. I said, okay, well, we need to set up another meeting. And the last thing she said, and it really stuck with me, she said, you are such an awesome giver. I had given her so many tips about how she can get her book edited and published and different places she can go to get covers. And she said, you're such a giver. I'm going to tell my daughter about you so that she talks to you also. So I talked to her daughter in Long Beach. And we had a great conversation also. So give away things. Number seven, pass along info that the person that you're talking to may be interested in. Like when I was giving the lady information about how she can get editors and book covers for the books that she is doing, different resources that she could go to that she didn't know about. It may be business information, or it could be personal information. Talk to a lady in Australia, Margie. Margie does dragon boat racing. And I remember once I was down at National Harbor, and I saw dragon boat racing. So she told me all about it. So I looked up dragon boat racing here in D.C. to find the team. And I found one. But if she had not shared that with me, I would not have gone back out to find a dragon boat racing team. Number eight, ask them for referrals. Ask them for referrals. It's okay to ask for referrals. If you don't ask, you won't get. Oh, I see I'm going a little bit long, but that's my last one. Ask for referrals. And particularly now, since we're going into the healthcare sharing, if you're talking to people, particularly in insurance, small business owners, real estate, hey, do you know anyone who would like to get into the field of healthcare sharing? And then if they say yes, like, great, get the name and get the contact information. I just did that last night with a friend of mine who does insurance. He said, yeah, when you find out about it, let me know, because I want to hear about it. So maybe I'll do it, or maybe I can refer people to you. So that's what I'm doing as far as asking for referrals. So your call to action, today. What are you going to do today? Today, to network effectively, give something to five people that you're connecting with. Give them something. Give them a referral. Give them a lead. Give them a business tip. Give them information about an event that's happening that you may know about. Maybe they like to do kite flying or, you know, wine tasting, because you heard them talk about that when you were talking with them. If you're on LinkedIn, if you haven't endorsed people for their skills, go back and endorse five people for their skills. Do all of their skills. LinkedIn will send them a message saying that Charmin endorsed you for such and such, so that they know that you, in fact, did that. That is another way to build relationships, doing those endorsing their skills. But connect with five people today. Do some effective networking. Do one of the five things. Maybe give them one of these tips. Because as I said, I can't stand networking with somebody and all they want to do is shove down my throat all that they do. Because that is not what networking is about. So, that was long. I hope this helped you today, so that you aren't going to be that person who is shoving your ACN business down somebody's throat and not listening to anything that they have to offer. Because that is such a turnoff. It really is. So I hope you have an awesome day today, and don't forget to do your taxes if you haven't done them. And tonight we have a presentation at 9 p.m., and you will get a text message about that if you don't know the link. But all of you have an awesome, fantastic, super effective networking day, and thank you for your time and attention.